People who work in high-class restaurants and hotels, what is the most ridiculous, stereotypical rich person thing you've ever experienced someone has done? Ordering the most expensive wine in the house, pouring two glasses, taking a sip, and sending it back knowing full well they are paying for it. To those folks I say thank you. Nothing makes employees happier than free, expensive, booze. My former boss, insanely wealthy. Used to stay in presidential suites and would have any and all red removed. He was a high roller at several casinos and they made special chips just for him as a substitute to red chips. He hated the color red because when you're losing money, you're in the red. During our honeymoon, my husband and I came back to our very nice hotel from a day full of hiking looking like homeless people. We were waiting for the elevator with another couple who were both giving us the side eye. Once on the elevator, the couple pressed the button for the top floor, which was the same as ours. After about 30 seconds of silence and side eyes, the woman turns to me and says, "You need to press the button for your floor," in a condescending tone. I told her our floor was already selected and she had the audacity to say, "You have a suite on the top floor?" I don't even work at that nice of a restaurant. But last month I got chewed out over the phone because some lady left her baby's actual silver spoon on the table. And we didn't know where it was, so obviously one of us had stolen it. I'm none of the above. But a soldier. We held an annual ball at a local marina hotel restaurant bar. And had it reserved for the evening. Barkeep host grabs our commander a few hours into the event and says, "There's a guy. He's a daily regular for the past 15 years. Wants to grab his usual nightcap. Do you mind?" The commander agrees and the gentleman comes in. Sits at his spot. And proceeds to enjoy the show while occasionally covering costs for those of us grabbing drinks. In exchange for a little small talk about what we do. After about 3 hours, he grabs his coat and heads out. He then returns about an hour later. And proceeds to shut down the joint with us. Still covering drinks here and there. The next day when I came in as part of the cleanup crew, grabbing drunkenly abandoned uniform or materials. The host gave me the breakdown after I asked how long their charges normally take to process. As I hadn't seen my bar tab hit my account yet. Turns out the regular owned a chunk of the marina. And covered a combined $12,000 bar tab as thanks to the servicemen and women, I had a tab of over $450 waiting on my card. Completely covered that night. It was glorious. Edit. Damn. I thought this would get buried. I hope somewhere up there in the North Country this old rich dude is still getting his daily nightcap and making people's lives. He was engaging to talk to. Pleasurable company. And didn't leave things hanging when one was ready to move on. If I run into him again, I'll tell him the tab he covered was almost $4 upvote to the karma I received off this story. This isn't as much a specific instance, but something that happens all the time with entitled or rich people. I work at a very expensive hotel in Hawaii and people will just come up to the desk and yell words at you. Like no hello or please. Just luau or ATM. It's like they aren't even thinking of us as people. I worked for a resort in the Seychelles for 4 years. I have hundreds of stories which would fit this post, but one that stands out was a very wealthy Canadian family who stayed at one of the private residences for a couple of weeks. They brought their own staff including two personal chefs but also asked for a hotel chef to assist their team with prep and local ingredient knowledge. A chef I was friendly with was selected to spend the 2 weeks with them. One day, another member of their staff came down to one of the restaurants and purchased two bottles of wine for €11,000 plus each. Now we had far more expensive bottles on the list, but this was still a notable sale. And later that night, I asked my mate what they had cooked to accompany the wine. Turns out they had poured both bottles into the pot while making a cocktail. I am a cocktail server at the huge pool of a 4-star hotel. A woman said in a monotone voice and without any eye contact, "I lost my sunscreen. Find it." I operated a premium chain restaurant in Canada. One day this Indian gentleman started coming in. At first by himself. On the first day he spent $200 on wine and tipped $1,000. The next day he did the same again. When we saw him the third time I had servers fighting over him. anyway. One evening he got drunk on wine and Brad the busboy made the mistake complimenting his watch, MR. Capital S. Takes off his tag and gives it to Brad. The next morning MR. S comes back to get his car and asks if Brad is there. I say yes and go get him. Brad knows what's up and is removing the watch as he walks over to MR. Capital S. MR. S says. Brad, I'm really sorry I got drunk last night and gave you my watch. Brad is chuckling as he is removing the watch and says it's no problem and he was just holding the watch until MR. S returned. The next thing MR. Capital S. said. I could not believe, Brad, you don't understand. I'm sorry because it was very rude of me to give you a used gift, and at that moment MR. S pulled out a box with a brand new tag you were inside and handed it to Brad. People who work in high-class restaurants and hotels, what is the most ridiculous, stereotypical rich person thing you've ever experienced someone has done? Worked at a grocery store in uppity Gold Coast, Chicago when I was a teen. We sold soup for lunch and when bagging them, we put it in a paper bag followed by a plastic bag to make sure it's secure. Lady buys a soup. I proceed to bag the soup and she says no. I'll just put it in my bag. I say. MRM, are you sure? Mind you, she has a Louis Vuitton bag that looks brand spanking new. 15 minutes later she comes in raging that she has minestrone all over her Louis Vuitton and demands to speak to manager. SMH. Working nights at a hotel many years back. Not super high class. But certainly no budget hotel either. A lady came into reception. I say lady because she definitely was. She just reeked of old money. She had a guy in tow. Wearing a gray suit. As this was about midnight on a Friday. I immediately clocked him as a chauffeur aide type deal. No problem. I've seen that before. She asked if we had a room for the night. A decent one. Please. A suite. Ideally no problem. We had a suite available. I told her the price. As night manager I had the freedom to charge pretty much whatever I liked. If it meant making a sale. But for her I charged full price. Screw it. She looked like she could afford it. She didn't bat an eyelid. Then it came to her chauffeur guy. Do you have a servant's quarters for my driver? No. Sorry madam. Just the standard rooms. I gave her the price for one of our standard rooms. And she screwed up her face. Oh no. That's too much. Don't you have, like, a staff house or something he could stay in? I'd really rather not spend money on an actual hotel room for him. All this with a guy standing right next to her. I felt really bad for the poor guy and wondered if this was usual for him. After a few more questions and her considering whether to have him sleep in the car, yes, really. We eventually settled on him having a standard room for rock bottom price, I think about £30 or so. That was as much as she was willing to spend on him. And less than a tenth of what she was paying for her own room. TBH, I'd have given him a room for free rather than having him sleep in the car. But clearly I had more compassion for the guy than she did. I've got a pretty good one. I work at a luxury property in California. And we had the co-founder of a large payment processing company stay with us a while back. He only liked to sleep on his own bed. So when he woke up that morning, he paid a team to load his bed into a truck and have it delivered to our property. We then removed the bed in his luxury suite and set up his bed that his team had brought us. He only stayed with us one night and the process was done to send the bed back home the following day. It kind of blew my mind that he went through all that trouble. Just so he could always sleep on his own bed. To each their own. I guess. I worked in a high-class restaurant in a nice hotel, for my town anyway, for a few years. We had a couple come in with their lap dog. Religiously every Tuesday evening for dinner. Due to health code, they were not allowed to bring their non-service purse poodle into the restaurant. Their solution? Request a special table be set up in a private nook of the hotel lobby so they could dine in style with their fur child. Also, they saw the menu as more of a mix and match situation, rather than a thought out, cohesive guide to ordering, with each component of each dish tailored to complement everything else on the plate. They chose whatever sides and sauces on the menu struck their fancy and paired them with their chosen protein. And they often ordered two different mix and match entrees each, plus a starter. They always ordered the cheese and cracker board. No crackers. Sub gluten-free bread, double toasted. The lady sent the first round of bread back every time. We could have sent the first round out burnt. And she would have sent it back to be toasted more. Or he sent the bread she had just sent back without doing anything to it and it would be just divine the second time around. And they subbed all four or five of the local artisan cheeses for brie. Which wasn't even one of the cheeses that came on the board to begin with. We started keeping a wheel on hand specifically for them. Oh. And a lightly seasoned grilled chicken breast for the dog. They were polite. And delightfully odd, plus they tipped through the nose, so once we got used to most of their quirks, we were more entertained than annoyed. And enjoyed their weekly visit. Worked in a fancy smincy lobster pound restaurant on the water where had a lot of outdoor seating. These very very wealthy people come to eat and demand a table outside for dinner. Now it's just before sundown in the middle of summer in Maine and we're on the water so mosquitoes are definitely not scarce. These people sit down, order a $200 bottle of wine, a massive lobster each and some appetizers. They seem to enjoy the meal up until the sun sets and the bugs come out. These people were not happy and complaining about it and the IT restaurant not paying for mosquito spraying. The waitress gets a couple candles to light and asks if they need anything else and those mother duckers asked her to stand next to them with a fleshwater. She laughed thinking they were joking and the man said whatever happened to good service nowadays. They also left zero tip on a $350 bill. I play poker for a living and every now and then some rich guy will sit down and start going all in every hand for $300, $500 without looking at his cards. One day I was in a game where a guy was betting $1,000, $3,000 without looking at his cards. It was insane to me but for him I guess it wasn't that much money. This is more in the vein of a rich doucher bag stereotype. But my dad used to work as a valet for lorries in downtown Chicago. Some pretty well-known football player came in about 15 minutes before closing with a group of friends. He made them reopen the kitchen. So they could all have steaks. Then they stayed for almost 2 hours after close being really loud and obnoxious and rude to most of the staff. He also tipped everyone horribly. Especially considering everyone had to stay later because of him. In contrast to this guy. There was another NFL player that came in that was not as famous. He was extremely kind to everyone and tipped amazingly. He didn't drive there. So there was no car for my dad to get. But he asked my dad if he could hail him a cab and when he did he gave him $100 just for that. I interviewed at a large hotel attached to a casino and while I was being shown around the front desk. A woman walked up. Said nothing. And got room keys after being greeted by the front desk agent. She immediately turned and walked away. Then the manager who was interviewing turned to me and said. That's MRS. Recladipants. You never ask her for her name. Her ID. Or God forbid a credit card. She stays here camped once or twice a week because her husband spends so much in the casino. If you upset her she will yell at you and then hand the person working next to you a $100 bill just to spite you. I ended up turning down a job there. Thankfully so because apparently she wasn't the only guest of her type there.